Well, welcome back to Rising 365, a podcast dedicated and committed to inspiring and supporting others to embrace the opportunity to rise with each new day. Rising daily can be a challenge for many, and it has been for myself. And I hope that what you hear in these episodes will assist you in rising every day of the year. Well, if you're just tuning in, you are tuning in to the fourth and final episode of The Atticus Effect, entitled It Just Takes One. So it's been a couple of weeks since we closed the live production of To Kill a Mockingbird here in central Nebraska, and it was such an honor to be a part of a show that, as we stood there the last day of the show, which was a Tuesday morning because we were doing shows for local students here, as myself and the rest of the cast stood there on stage before we went back and got ready, we were all just reminiscing about what we all went through to get to this point. The late nights of rehearsal, the five other straight days of shows that we've been doing. And when we all looked at each other, we all agreed that this was a show that we could do day in and day out. And it wasn't because who was standing there. Yes, each member of the cast were so talented and amazing, but it was because of what To Kill a Mockingbird means. The lessons learned in this show and in this book transcends time. It addresses things that, even though the show was set in the 1930s, written in the 1960s, that we all still face here in 2024. It addresses racism. It addresses not fitting into a community. It addresses what people think about you and how that affects you. It addresses single parenthood. It addresses gossip. It addresses everything that we face continually, day in and day out. But at the center of it all is Atticus Finch, a one person willing to not allow the circumstances to define who he is. That's why this four-part series is called The Atticus Effect, and we're closing with that. It only takes one, because that's what I want you to walk away with. That it takes just one person to make a difference. Maybe you've never had that person in your life, but it's time for you to be that person for yourself in your life. You know, there's some amazing quotes of great people who have done great things. One that comes to mind is Mother Teresa says, "I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples." Man, and then John F. Kennedy says, "One person can make a difference." And every person should try to be that person to make a difference. What would it look like if our communities had that mindset? That they set out each day to show kindness, to be patient, to be a person that brings joy into an atmosphere. And the amount of change we could see in our community and in our very lives. It could be you. Man, and if you are a Christian today, we are told in 1 Corinthians 11:1 that we are to be imitators of Christ himself. And look what that one person did. He went and he stood in the gap. He no longer allowed religion to socially isolate individuals. He showed how to love and to care and to listen. And if we call ourselves Christians, we should be the same. We shouldn't be led by denominations. We should be led by Christ alone. I'm reminded of Ezekiel 22:30. It says, "I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge, and I stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none." You know, sadly, we are overcome by fear. Sadly, we are overcome by what other people are going to think about us. My response to that is, who cares? The only person we should care about who thinks about us is, one, ourselves, because we live with ourselves, and two, is Christ and God Himself. We should strive each day that at the end of each day, He looks down and He can say to us, well done, good and faithful one. You tried your best. You showed kindness. You did the hard things in life, striving to make a difference, even in the smallest ways. So how can you be the one? You need to look for ways to simply display the fruits of the spirits. If you're not familiar with them, you need to look for ways to be loving, to be truthful, to be patient, to be kind, to be hospitable, to be forgiving. You need to look for ways to show goodness and to be gentle, display self-control. You need to be faithful and truthful in all things. Each situation is going to require a different fruit from you. And if we slow down enough, we can allow that fruit to manifest out of us through the help of Christ Himself, as we want to honor Him. You know, in Luke 6:43, there Jesus is teaching about the fruits of a tree are known by what flows out of them. And we want nothing but good fruit to flow out of us. We have to be around and take in only good fruit. And the world doesn't offer that. They offer a lot of like self-help and look out for only you and don't worry about what other people think, even if it offends somebody, it's okay. But the truth is, that's not right, because that is like a rotten apple in a bin. Eventually, that rotten apple is going to make the other apples rot. We have to be constantly be being filled up by God's word. That's where goodness comes from. That's where patience comes from. That's where every fruit of the Spirit that I just shared comes from. And that's where you being the one person can make a difference. We are in a world full of self, and we should be living for others. Once that is captured and taken hold of, you can face anything. Rising won't be such a struggle, because as soon as you feel the light of the new day in your room, you're like, man, I have an opportunity today to make a difference for just one person. And you're going to seize that opportunity. You're not going to want to waste it. And that is the big takeaway of the Atticus effect, is being that one person that people could look to and be like, you know what? I want to be that person that does what's right. I want to be that person that people trust in, that people, when I say something, they know it's truthful, that they can depend on. I know it can be a lot, and you and I can't do it alone. That's why when we find our strength from Jesus Himself, He gives us everything we need. We are promised He will give us our daily bread. He knows exactly where we're struggling, and He knows how to strengthen us. He'll never give us more than we can handle, and He'll be with us every step of the way if we allow Him. So that's my encouragement to you, the listener, that you be that one to stand in the gap, to stand up, to stand tall. Allow your fruit of the Spirit to show and use it to make a difference in others and in your community. Well, thank you for tuning in. I hope each episode brings you inspiration to embrace every new day. To support this podcast, consider booking me as a speaker for your next conference, school assembly, youth event, Bible study, or any special occasion where I can share the message of Rising 365. To arrange this, simply send me a message or email at rising247365@gmail.com. Additionally, you can support by liking, sharing, and rating the podcast on your preferred listening platform. Until we meet again, I'm Mike Pena, reminding you to rise and seize the gift of a new day. You are destined for this moment.